Good morning, I'm Caleb Jordan.
And I'm Dana Erskine.
And we still have Mr. David Brooks, the Vice President of the Friends of St. Andrew State Park, the nonprofit that helps support the state park in our area. David, how are you, sir?
I'm good.
So we're talking about the Friends of St. Andrew State Park. Now, one of the things you had wanted to emphasize was, where does the money that comes to the organization go?
Well, in a lot of places. First of all, we have different audiences. We have the people who come to the park every day. We have people who camp there. And we have the most wonderful staff of park rangers and park employees. So our money is spread out among some of those groups. For example, recently, because of whatever happens and with funding and the time it takes for funding, we were able to buy a ride-along lawnmower for maintenance in the park. We purchased a UTV. Here's the reason we purchased that. Sometimes if you get injured down on the beach, it may be a little bit difficult to walk for a helper to walk across the sand. So in order to take care of that problem, we bought an ATV that goes on the sand. So if you have a problem down by the beach and we need to get to you, or the rangers need to get to you quickly, we purchased the UTV to take care of that problem. In St. Andrew State Park, in the Second World War, there was a gun mount. There were actually two gun mounts, mm-hmm. and those gun mounts were, one of them's covered with sand, what the money from the membership did was we built a cover over it. Then, of course, Michael took the cover away. So, but the point is that was a place where people could go and they could, there was a historical description of what that was and why mm-hmm. there was the gun mount there. When we have a presentation, we have a little buffet afterwards, and we do that. So we have something going on, a presentation about the scallops or the sea or whatever, and so we have, the money goes to that presentation. By the way, just as a shout out to our restaurants in this community, we often go out and ask our community to help us. And one of the examples, there are many, but one of the examples are our local restaurants. I don't think I've ever had an example, a problem where I've gone out to a local restaurant and said, we're going to have this little reception. Can you supply? And they always do. Mm-hmm. The grants. Historically, there was a building, and we had the Friends of State Park put in an environmental interpretation center. Now that doesn't get a lot of use, and it should. But inside that are these wonderful displays of the animals who live in the park. There's an aquarium in that building.
Isn't that the one that has the display of the many bugs that live
yes,
in our area?
Yes, yeah. Yes, yes. And it has the bugs, and it has a display of the eggs from the turtles. It's mm-hmm. just a wonderful place. And that was paid for by you people who are members mm-hmm. and contributors to the Friends of St. Andrew State Park. I mean, we just... At one time in the past, we built 50 tables, picnic tables. We purchased tools. We supported a payment of an ATM machine. So that's where your money goes. Mm-hmm. The money stays here in the park, and it does wonderful benefit for I mentioned a little while ago the people who are the camp. Camp host people.
Can you tell me what a camp host is?
Yes, a camp host is someone who comes and lives in the camp. They get their site. They live in the camp for 2 or 3 months, and they do all sorts of jobs. They actually no state park, as a matter of fact, no park I have ever known across the country could survive without the camp host. Camps are volunteers. They come. They get their site, and they do. Well, I was a camp host. Rosemary and I were camp hosts in Topsail State Park for 9 years. Mm-hmm. We were three months of the year. We lived here, but we stand up there for 3 months of the year. And our responsibility was we drove the tram. We cleaned restrooms at 6 o'clock in the morning. We cleaned the sites when a camper left and picked up stuff. So here we are down here at St. Andrews, and the campers, the hosts, the camp hosts, have to have laundry. So mm-hmm. Where are they going? They're going way down the road someplace to get to a laundromat. There was a laundry there, but the machinery was not working. Mm-hmm. So what do the friends of the St. Andrews State Park do? We buy them a washer and dryer. I mean, that doesn't seem like a big deal, but it is a big deal. Yes. If you're living for 3 months and you need to do your laundry. Yeah. So that's the kind of things we do with the money.
Certainly, having the support system on top of what the state provides in terms of park rangers is a benefit to not only the park itself, but everyone who comes. It improves the quality of life and the things that you can enjoy when you spend your time in St. Andrews State Park. Now, you had mentioned something that people may not be aware of with your base level membership. It's the 12 free times you can go to the park once you join.
When you join the Friends of St. Andrews State Park for $35, included in that, first of all, is that when we do an activity, you can get into the park without paying. But also included in it, which is a tremendous bonus, is a pass that during the calendar year that you just bought, that you paid $35 for, you get in the park 12 times. Now, let's do the math. It costs a lot more to come into the park 12 times.
Yeah.
But for $35, you can get in the park 12 times. So that is a tremendous benefit to both you and to the Friends of St. Andrews State Park. It's just and by the way, that means you can get in with, you're the driver, and you can have seven other people ride in on that free pass. Mm-hmm.
Which is an excellent benefit and way to help entice people to help support the park.
Yeah.
Which is big, you know. You want to have people not only support the state park, but also make use of it. Have a good time and be connected with the state park and the resources and experiences that we have in our local area, which is excellent. Now, if I wanted to get more information about the Friends of St. Andrews State Park, or if I wanted to volunteer at something, how would I find out what y'all have going on?
Well, first of all, we have a webpage, Friends of St. Andrews State Park. And on our webpage, by the way, if you're so inclined to want to donate, you can push a little button, little blue button, and you can help us out by contributing to the park. Then we have, you can go to friendsofstandrewsstatepark.org and contact us there. So we have... It's a 501c3, by the way. We're a nonprofit, so we can you can become a member, and that's a primarily tax-deductible item. So you can contact us through friendsofstatepark.org or our webpage or on the internet.
Excellent. And do you all have a calendar of events and volunteer opportunities?
Yes, we do.
And it's on the website.
It's on the
as
webpage.
Well?
It's on the webpage.
Excellent.
And we have pictures of all kinds of pictures of what the park looks like and what's mm-hmm. what and who's there and my very favorite thing at the park, of course, are my deer. And if I could take a picture and put it on my webpage every day of a deer, because the deer are just absolutely beautiful. So be careful, folks, though. Don't feed them.
Yeah.
Don't feed, don't touch. Don't feed the animals. St. Andrews State Park is such a wonderful natural resource for our area, and it's great that not only the state feels that way and made it a state park, but also that the Friends of St. Andrews is an organization made specifically to support and maintain the beauty for all the folks to enjoy.
Absolutely.
So thank you so much, David, for coming on.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure, and I'm so very happy that you've given us this opportunity to put the word out about the park, about the Friends of St. Andrews State Park. It's a wonderful organization, and we want your help, and we want you to come and volunteer next time we have a opportunity for you to volunteer. Thank you very much.
Excellent. All that information, again, available online at friendsofstandrewsstatepark.org.